pillow beyond the wall. And she did not have time to find the hidden opening mechanism. Lannery drew her sword and struck. Sparks flew, and an intense surge of energy webbed across the display of old weapons, lighting them briefly with the force. She struck again, and a wall panel gave way. Several crossbows clattered to the floor. Lannery shouldered her way through the opening into the narrow space behind the wall.
"Those elevators are pretty close," Tree called.
"Lock the doors, barricade them. Give us as much time as you can." Her voice sounded muffled in the small, unlit room, as if swallowed by something soft. Lannery took a small glow rod from her belt and flicked it on. The light flooded the room, and seeing what was in there gave context to the curious, musty smell. Books. Perhaps a dozen of them, each sitting on a plinth in a separate display case. It had been a long time since she'd even seen a book. Her parents had one, an old instruction tome written by the great Jedi Master Shalmar more than 3 millennia ago, and they showed it to her whenever she asked. She loved the printing, the care and attention that went into the production processes. But these... She opened the first case, caught a whiff of must and age, and as she opened the book, she realized that it was unique. Not printed. Not mass-produced. This was handwritten. Tree's voice called, muffled by the wall between them.
"They're outside!"
Lannery knew they did not have very long. "Ironholgs, how far away are you?" Her droid replied that the peacemaker was moments away. "Good. Drop low, wait until you see me, then come in close." A quizzical buzz from the comm. "Don't worry, you won't be able to miss us." Opening the rest of the display cases, she winced at the damage she might be doing to these books. But time was not on her side. Flipping pages, her heart settling yet her mind moving faster than ever, at last she found what she was looking for. She slipped the thin book into her jacket and left the room.
"Quickly!"
Tree whispered. He was in the center of the large room, standing on one of the low seating areas so that he did not have to look down. Lannery thought he was actually shaking with fear, his leku touching nervously beneath his chin. Kara groaned, her bulk shifting in a sickly, fluid movement. A comlink on the table beside her was glowing softly, call unanswered. Her security would already know that something was very wrong. Lannery dashed across to the wide, tall windows and beckoned Trisana after her.
"There?"
he asked. "You think we can leave any other way?" Something crashed against the wide doors, 3 heavy impacts. A low table that Tree had upended against the door tilted and fell, smacking against the crystal floor. Lannery squinted through the window at the sea of lights below and around them, and then she saw the shape she wanted. She breathed a sigh of relief.
"Battle droids,"
Tree said, arriving by her side.
"All the rich hire them. Private security get them chipped and reprogrammed, more heavily armed. Some of them fought in the Despot War. I've even heard that some retain memories of their battles with the Jedi. Don't like them, hate them, and some even dream of..."
"You're babbling," Lannery said. "Androids don't dream."
"I told you I don't like heights."
More impacts from beyond the room. And then a louder, deeper thud vibrated through the floor, and the doors burst open in a blast of smoke, flame, and torn metal. Lannery drew her sword again and faced the door. 3 droids entered, short, thin units designed for speed and offering narrow targets for any aggressor to hit. Their fist-sized heads twirled as they scanned the room. Lannery pressed her hand to Tree's chest to still him, and she felt his heart hammering against her palm. And then, without warning, the droids opened fire. Lannery swept her sword left and right, catching and deflecting blasts from their weapons. Tree shrank down behind her. She concentrated, her stance perfectly balanced, and with her free hand, she force-punched a droid back against the wall. It struck, fell, and then quickly rose again. It was scarred with several old blast injuries, battle-hardened.
"Get ready!"
Lannery shouted.
"For what?"
"You'll know when it happens!" She angled the sword and deflected several blasts back against the window. crystal shattered, and a large slab of the window burst outward with a heavy crump. Wind whistled into the room, sweeping food-laden plates from the table, and Lannery saw Kara's eyes flicker open. Sword still shifting before her, Lannery clawed her left hand, lifting one droid and flinging it at another. A blast caught it and it blew apart. A brief shriek of tortured metal, followed by a hail of white-hot components ricocheting around the room. Lannery knew she didn't have much time. She could force jump across the room and take on the two remaining battle droids, but right then, destroying them was not the priority. The priority was escape. She turned, grabbed Tree around the waist, and leaped from the shattered window. The wind stole her breath. It grabbed them and spun them around as they spiraled down from Kara's overhanging apartment, drawing them in close to the tower so that windows flitted by in a blur. It roared in her ears. Lannery squinted, ignoring Tree's scream of terror as they plummeted, struggling to hold him. Laser blasts flashed by them, and there was nothing she could do. No way she could gather her thoughts to protect them from the sustained fire coming from the shattered window above. She only hoped the Peacemaker drifted from the shadow of the tower and dipped below them, dropping, engines roaring, matching their speed so that the impact as they struck its upper surface was as gentle as possible. Lannery grunted and clasped Tree as they hit, flailing with her other hand that still held the sword. Given a choice of which to drop, she knew the weapon would win out, but she hoped she did not have to make that choice. Laser blasts ricocheted from the ship's curved hull, but Ironhold's remote piloted the ship perfectly. They flew a gentle circle around the tower so that the droids could no longer hit them with fire from above. Then the craft hovered to give them the chance to get inside. Peacemaker's top hatch whispered open. "After you," Lannery said. Tree scrambled across the ship's smooth back and tipped inside head first. Lannery dropped in beside Tree, landing softly on her feet, and the hatch closed above her. At home once more, she hardly even swayed as the ship powered away from Rahul Yon and out across the dark sea.
"Are you mad?" Tree shouted. "Insane? What if your ship hadn't been there? What if..."
She raised one hand, silencing him, and took a deep, calming breath. "A simple thank you would be fine." With the Peacemaker's computers patched into Calamar's navsats and the ship flying across the ocean toward the Kar Peninsula, Lannery wanted to use the time to take stock. At first, Trisana tried to talk,